that Chanukah is a hemshech of the Yomim Neiroim. Even somebody who wasn't Zoyche, Yom HaKippurim by Nila, the final Gemara Chasime, Zoyz Chanukah, the Zman we Mekashra ourselves to the Ahava Taka of Al Kein Homu Me'ayloi, Rachem Arachmen Unum Hashem, Yidin Kum Zich Tzazaman, V'hoidois U'Halel and Chanukah, V'achtus and V'ahava, V'zavadus Davzai Nesoyris and Neshomus, Mekashra ourselves to the Madregis and the Scarbus of the Yom Neroim, Pasuk says, "Vorotz hoisasoyu vavoyu v'choishach al pnei sahoim." Bakant the Medrash that these four words are connected to Dalet Golias. Soyu zu malchus Yovon, voyu zu malchus Modai, choishach zu Yovon, and tahoim is malchus Edoim. We know that Yovon is compared to choishach. Chazal tell us she'echshichu einayim shel Yisrael. They darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. And we know that darkness is a very sinister, dangerous thing. Darkness could cover a lot of evil. And we're afraid of the dark, we're afraid of choshech. Choshech is a mokim sakona. Yet ma'idach gisa, the avoid of chanuk, we have to be misboinen. There's a certain element of choshech that's nageya to our avoid. The Gemara says you don't light an erchanukah by day, because shrage b'tahara maya hanile. In the light, there's no purpose for a ner. A ner can only shine in the darkness. So choshech has an element that when you want to light a ner. The ner only has a beauty when it's shining in the darkness. That's the only time you could properly see the ner. Adarabba, the choshech itself is what creates the ner. Choshech zu yovon, this is the chelik of the golos, of the dalet golias, that brings out the oil, that accentuates, that illuminates, actually creates the oil. Without this choshech, we wouldn't be able to see the beauty of the ner that Klal Yisrael lights. And Bemis, this is the avoid of Chanukah. Eid has to know that even if he goes to Tzinde Chanukah Lech, and even if he feels he's Malei Choshech, there's a lot of darkness inside. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, let all this darkness be a setting for the light that I'm going to light for you. All of the choshech, v'ayere v'ayivoyke, all of the choshech is a hakdoma that the oil should be able to shine. We know that Yosef HaTzadik, we're learning now the parshas of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the koyach that's benaget to Malchus Yovon. So zelu umazeh, we find yaftali kim li yefes. Yosef is Yifei Toyav, Yifei Mare. Yefes, Yovon, is the Chochme, Shteit Ben Zekunim. Yosef was Bar Chakim. Yosef, Bnei Soscha brings Begematri Antioiches. It's the Zelu Mazev, the Vairati Banaich, Tzion al Banaich, Yovon, Tzion al Begematri, Yosef is the Tzadik with Yovon together. He's the Koyach that's Menagid to Malchus Yovon. What was the Koyach of Yosef HaTzadik? The opposite of Yovan. Yovan had the ability to take oyer and turn it into choshech. The greatest oyer in the world is the oyer of Torah oyer. Malchus Yovan took the Torah, was metargabit into Yevonis, and Yorda Gimel Yemei Afela, 3 days of darkness. Can you imagine? You could take the Torah and you could turn it into the Chalila, a source of darkness. It could bring Gimel Yemei Afela. Yosef was given his name Yosef al Shem Osaf Hashem Escherposi. Yosef is Kedusha of Yisoid. Even in Yonim of Cherp, in Yonim of Gashmias, he goes into Ervas Haaretz, into Tumas Eretz Mitzrayim, into Beis HaAsurim. In Azam Mokim Tumah, Yosef takes all of that Cherp, all of that Tumah, all of that Choshech, and he turns it into Or. He takes the Choshech, he's Mahapach into Or. That's the Avoida of Chanukah, is Choshech Zuyavon, to take the Choshech and turn it into an Adarabah, use it as a setting, from where we can bring or we can turn away from this choshech and bring such a light that's equal to all of that choshech. I once got a letter from a yid. He writes, he's a doctor. he lives in Borough Park, and he travels every day into Manhattan. So, you know, on the way, there's all sorts of nisyonis and shmiras einayim, things that Yid shouldn't see, a Yid's eyes shouldn't see. And he wanted to work on this midah, so he made a little deal with himself. Every time he has a yitzar and he's koivish it, he takes a dollar, he puts it down, he gives himself a present. At the end of the year, he had amassed $2,000. He had $2,000. He took the $2,000 and he bought himself a magnificent, huge silver menorah, something stunning. Now, could you imagine what kind of neiros shine from such a menorah? Can you imagine Azam in Lichtigkeit that comes out and says, what's this menorah created? What was it created? It's created, there was such a choshech in the world, such a tumah in the world. And the Yid overcomes that tumah. Shtei, the Shem Yishmul brings, says, Loshen HaZoyer HaKodesh, that B'shoch Chodu, B'rigah Chodu, a person could become as great as the greatest tzaddik. How can somebody become as big as the greatest tzaddik in B'shoch Chodu, B'rigah Chodu? He says, there's two ways a person can become a tzaddik. There's the long way that you work years and years and years. And then there's when there's an etkufa of tremendous choshech, of tremendous nisyonis, and a person turns away from that choshech, he's zoicha b'kedusha to get all of that tumah, he's zoicha to get that madregin kedusha. As you imagine, there's such a world of tumah, such a world of choshech. If you imagine, there are kelim, mikelim, shoinen, that if you imagine how many billions of hours of koiches, of talent, talents of choshech, of koiches, of nevola, of tumah, go into creating these kelim, mikelim, shoinen, and all the things that go into them. And imagine a Yid says, he's turning himself away, this is not for me. Ich darf das nicht haben. At that moment, you imagine all of that tumah becomes transposed into Kedusha, and it becomes his Kedusha. It's b'shoch chodah v'rigah chodah. And that's why all the Amtayim Be'etzim, as there's a Yerida Sadoiris, we go down. You can't have a Yontel like there was a year ago. Chanukah is Moisev v'hoylech. Every year the Chanukah gets brighter. Because as the choshech gets deeper the choshech, the more beautiful the light that's lit in such a choshech is. And we're able to light Chanukah lech that nobody was able to light before. Previous generations never had such a choshech, never had such a tumah. And memela, they never can make such a beautiful menorah, such a beautiful ur that we're capable of bringing. Sabachinim for Moisev v'hoylech. If Yosef HaTzadik is the koyach that's menaget to Malchus Yavon, takin di parshas, it's all the parshas of Yosef HaTzadik. It's interesting, we know that Yosef HaTzadik was called Yosef HaTzadik, the Maisa, the Nesor, the Eshes Poitifa. There's a posik in the Shira of Chana, after she had a child, she sang to Hashem. There's a posik that says, make him, may offer, dol, may ashbo, yisiyorim, evyoin, lehoishiv, medivim, medivim, amoy. And the posik says, raglei chasidov yishmor, Rishoyim b'choyshech yidomu, loy b'koyach yigbar ish. So the Medrash says like this, Raglei chasidov yishmor zu Yosef, Rishoyim b'choyshech yidomu zu eishes poitifa. So eishes poitifa is nidme to the inyan of choyshech. No, if choyshech zu Yavon, and Yosef HaTzadik is the koyach that's menaged to Yavon, so kenire, that the Nesoyin of Eishes Poitifa with Yosef HaTzadik is the Bechin of Golus Yavan. That's what's called Choshech. We need to understand this, to understand Taka, the depth of our Avodah in Chanukah. Raglei Chasidov Yishmor. We find by Chanukah, we tzin Chanukah lecht, Mishetishke Chama ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk. And the Sfasemes explains, there's an inyan of regilus. A person gets caught up in a certain regilus. And the regilus can take a person to many places where he doesn't really belong. And a person lights the Chanukah lecht, he puts a stop, he puts the brakes on the regilus. Toivel b'shemen ragloi. In the shemen of Neiris Chanukah, he's toivel the regilus, the hergel that's taken where he doesn't want to go. What was the tzura of the Nesoyin of Eishes Peitipa? The psukim say, of yoim yoim, every day there was new pituyim, there was new in yonim, until yoim yoim, v'sishteit, v'yove yosef lases malachtoi, so there's a machloikis, one says malachtoi mamish, one man says, lases tzrochov, he came, rachmon l'tzlan, to be do a chet. We find that regilus can bring a person slowly, yoim yoim, to a matzav that he never would have dreamt he could ever be shaykh to. That's Raglei Chassidov Yishma Zu Yosef. The Eibishter came to protect Yosef. The Regilus shouldn't bring him through the Yoim Yoim. We don't realize sometimes how Golus Yovan works on us, what it does to us. Golus Yovan takes us gradually to Inyonim that Be'emes would be by us repulsive, would be by us such Choyshech. Before we know it, our defenses get chipped away and it becomes natural. We don't even bat an eyelash that you could have the same word. Yosef Lasis Malachto, you could have two Taichin. Yeah, Malachto, it could be the extra Veda. It's a regular day's work. It gets into the system in such an oifen that it's margalos to a madrege, to a mazam in madrege, p'chusir achmona litzlan. And you find this in many in Yonim. Find a person could be sitting in Koil, leaves learning, he goes out 5 years later, and he can't even believe Rahman al-Islam where he's holding. He wouldn't have dreamt that 5 years before that he would do things in Yonim in his life that would have been so rochuk. And now seems there tutus and yena tutus and develop. Imagine somebody who's once sitting and learning would ever imagine seeing himself gambling in a casino. He couldn't imagine such a thing. That's why you would think of the spot, the sugar. And Vos, but the regilas can drag a person and be margal and margal him before he knows it's lasa, it's malachta. It's a regular, it's something he's not even ashamed of. Something he can talk about to his friend, talk about to his chaver. A chapnish what the Malchus Yavan does to him. In the Shmir of Yosef HaTzadik, the Shmir of Yosef HaTzadik, Raglei Chassid of Yishma, that Chanukah is a zman, when a person could look, maybe there's a regilis in my life that's taken me too far, that's been megashim me, and made me into a person I never would have dreamt I could be, brought me to a madrega where things that I would have once thought are impossible, are now natural. And Chanukah is a zman when Eid gets a chabon. He says, "No, Rebbein Shlom, Raglei Chassid of Yishmor, Rishoyim Bachoyshech Yidomu." We find the Chidah says that had Yosef HaTzadik been Nichshal, the world would have been destroyed. It would have been a nuclear explosion. The world would have ceased to exist because Yosef HaTzadik, whose kedushas haYisoid, if the Yisoid is Noifal. No, you feel the whole binyan collapses. And that's why the Sitracha Tzuch Moiridik Faleik to be Machshel Yosef HaTzadik. Midach Gisa, we find in Chazal that why is the Parsha of Eishes Patifa next to the Parsha of Tomer? That just like Tomer L'Shem Shemaim Niskavna, so to Eishes Patifa L'Shem Shemaim Niskavna. Tomer had a cheshbon that she saw, the new Malchus Beis Dov was meant to come from here. And so to Eishes Patifa had a cheshbon, also had a cheshbon that she's meant to have a child from Yosef. And there's going to be Mashiach ben Yosef. She saw Ben Stagninus and she had Echesh ben L'Shem Shemayim. So this is a Mazbazai in this Indian. The Baral, the Sefer in their mitzvah, brings that the Yevonim had a shlita over the Heichel. They came into the Heichel. Timuch al-Hashmanim shebeheichel. The Baral says Heichel is Begematria 65. The Yevonim was shoylet on the Heichel. That's why Yovan is Begematria 66. It's one more than Heichel. It says, but in the Heichel itself, there's a hidden Yud. Because whenever you have a Tzere, Hey, Heichel, even if you wouldn't have the Yud in the word Heichel, it would read as if there's a Yud. Heichel. So there's an extra Yud. Hey, Yud, Chof, Lamed. But the Hey itself, the Tzere, reads as if there's a Yud. There's a Yud, Hanelam. There's a hidden Yud. Zog de Maral, that hidden Yud represents the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Mokim where the Yevonim had no Shlita. And you add the Yud to Heichel, it becomes 75, which is a Gematria Koyin. Al Yedei Koyanecha HaKadoshim, the Koyach of the Koyin Godel, the Koyach of Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was able to misgaber over Yovan. That's why he stayed from the Maral. Now we can be more a question. If Eishes Paitif had a Cheshbin, she had a Cheshbin, L'Shem Shammai. And we know that what was the real cheshbon? There was Osnas Bas Potiphera. Osnas Bas Potiphera was the daughter of Eishes, was daughter of Potiphar, and eventually she was going to marry Yosef. From there, there was going to be Taka children, Menashe and Ephraim. Nusif. Shaykh boifen von Hetes, why do you have to go boifen von Isse? Doch gewinne Rosnas Baspoiti Fera. She was a Pnuya. Everyone's a Moira de Gevort, a Sof in the Sefer Munas Itech, for a Moshe Wolfson to sein, it says Dvorim Nifloim. It says, we find that when Yosef told over the Chaloimus to his father, he said, Hine Hashemesh v'areach v'kechov, v'achad asgav m'shtachdim li. So Yankov Yina said, Havoy nov v'ani v'imcha v'achechol v'shtachbash v'cho oretz, so it can't be, your mother's not alive. And he didn't realize the halacha that kol ha-megadol Yosef b'toich beisa kilu yoldoi, and it's going on Bila, who was megadol Yosef. So stelt sich akash, Yankov Yina didn't know this halacha, so the Gemara says, you learn it out from Yankov and Yosef, and a Yankov and a Yosef, kol ha-megadol Yosef b'toich beisa kilu yoldoi. He says, Azoy, there are certain halachos nelomos that are hidden for generations until it comes a time when it's necessary to know this halacha. L'moshel, David HaMelech was kept out till there was nizgala the halacha of amoini v'loy amoinis me'av v'loy me'avis. They didn't know till then that David is mutalav v'bekol. The halacha was hidden. When it came a time it was needed, this halacha was nizgala. Who was Osnas Bas Poitifera? So the Medrash tells us that she was the child of Shechem and Dina. And the Shvatim wanted to kill her because it was a Bezoyin. And Yankov Yina went and hid her in the Midbar, hid her in the Sneh. And the Malach Gavriel came and took Osnas and brought her to Mitzrayim. And he put on her a locket and inside was written, whoever's Mizdabik in her is Mizdabik Bebas Yankov. When Yosef came, so all the Noshim were throwing their jewelry at him. And she threw this locket and he opened up and he saw that she's from Mishpachas Yankov. So Osnas Bas Poitifera wasn't really the child of Poitifa. It says Poitifa was Megadol Yosef B'toich Beisa. He took this Yosoyimah and was Megadol B'toich Beisa. Had that halacha been known, that called Megadol Yosef B'toich Beisa Reikilu Yoldoi, so then Eishes Poitifa would have known she doesn't have to go Be'isa. There would have been no need for the whole Nisoyin of Yosef HaTzadik. And the Kiyum of the Tztagninus could have been Niskai and Beheta. But Yosef HaTzadik had to go through this Nisoyin. Had to go through all the pituim and hashmir at sof kol hadoros v'yidish kinder, and we sustain the midrashim yoim yoim until it reached the point where bekoiches ha'anushi wasn't anymore shayach v'mizgaber, because berach hateva was over, and then came koiches nelomis, came in hashemayim, came azelach koiches. All of that, and this is a shmir of us at sof kol hadoros, all of that couldn't have come to be had we not hidden the halach of kol ha-megadol Yosef b'toich beisa kilu yoldei. Mekenef shemoisev zayin, there's other halachas that were halachas nelomis. You find in the parasha of Tamar taken. By Tamar, they were taking her out to be burned. And he, Mutzei, says she was taken out to be burned. And then she said, whoever these things belong to, hakenach, esemes, this is leila nihorah. So it says, the Midrashim say, he says that already the fire had already caught on to her, but she was starting to burn. So what happened? She suddenly lost her nerve. Till now, she wasn't going to say anything. She wasn't going to be mevaza. Then suddenly she says, Lemi, whoever this was, she knows Yehuda is not going to let her die. He's going to be moida. So what happened? So it got too hot. Suddenly she couldn't control herself. Was he talking to Pshatez Azoy? Chazal say, that noyach loy la'odom, sheyapel avtzmoy l'kiv shunayish, val yalm pnei chavere berav. Where do we know this from? We know it from Tamar. Tamar Avada would never have been Mevaza Yehuda, but she had this halacha in her. And if she dies and nobody knows what she did, nobody knows that inside she had the neshamas of Mashiach, nobody knows that she was Maisa Nefesh, this halacha is lost to Klal Yisrael forever. So she waited until the moment he would say she's already burning. Then she called out, Yehuda, I want you to know what I'm doing here. Faket, I'm already being burned. But you must know that what I did here, you have to give on to Klal Yisrael, at Sof Kol HaDoros, you have to carry, I mean, Megala, this halacha hanelom of Noyach Leila Adam, Shayap Latzma, Lekiv Shneish, Vayam Pnei Chaveira Berabim. So we see whenever there has to be a gilui of Mashiach, it has to go with halacha hanelama. The halacha moini v'le amoinis, halacha of kalamagadu yosf teich beis, halacha of noyach lelo adam shiap latzma lekib shenayish. These halachas are halachas nelomois. And these are merumas in the yud that's nelam. The yud is the ois of chochma. The yud is chochma. The yud that's hidden in the heichol. Shteit in Zohar HaKadosh, when Yosef was oimed in the soyin And the Nesayin was Nitoisiv Ois Yud Lishmoy by Vayisem Ba'orim B'Mitzrayim. They put in the extra Yud, the Yud that you don't hear, you don't read. That hidden Yud, the Halacha HaNe'lemes, was the Mokim, or even B'Derech HaTeva, it seems like there's no hope anymore. It seems like we're cut off completely. That there's Yasmus. That there's no longer a Kesher. Yet Kol HaMagadol Yosem B'Toich Beisoy Ki'ilu Yoldoy. Now right before the parasha, what did it say? The Yosef Yifei Toya Vifei Mare. The Yalkut Ruveni says Yifei Toya Vifei Mare. There's a Tevis Yosem. Yosem is Yifei Toya Vifei Mare. Yosef Hatzadik was a Yosem, means he's cut off from his father, he's cut off from his mother. Yosef Hatzadik represents a Dor Yosem, represents a Dor that's cut off from 1,000 years of Yiddish history. A door of ikvus of the Mashiach, a door where we've lost our kesher to the previous Messiah. I always say that, you know, what you find in America, there's such a schwachkeit in kibbutz aveim. It's boshes because in every mitzvah we have a Messiah. So we saw how our parents made a seder, they saw how their parents made a seder, and goes back and back. How our parents makam kibbutz aveim we never saw because nobody had any zedis and babas. There was a hefsik in the Messiah. When there's a hefsik in the Messiah, mekenzach nish zustel on samola gedoyres. That's what's called a dor yosem. What is a dor yosem? You know, the Nes of Chanukah, Sfasema says a moire de gevort. Says we say the Rambam brings a Nes Chan, the mitzvah Chanukah is mitzvah chaviva admoy. This is why. Because the emes is there was no need for the nest. We didn't need the nest. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a nest? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest because he didn't want to be mekayim a mitzvah behider. He didn't want to do it be'oifim from lechatchila. The Eibush was meshana the teva that we should be able to do a mitzvah lechatchila. We could have been saimach on tumot rebetzibah. We live in a tkufa where we very much saimach on tumot rebetzibah. Everything, yos, a shvach ador, everybody does it. This is okay, that's okay. And Be'emes is, Father, there's a more dedicated limit schus. It is takah shvach ador, it is shvach nisyoinis. And the Eibush, takah, Father, the Eibush, that zog takah tumot rebetzibah. But Hayid has to look at himself and say, I don't want a life. I don't want to live with tumot rebetzibah. I want to have hecher asogis. I want to live a hadrim and a mahadrim. Now, I was 2 weeks ago, I was at a kiddush. What was the kiddush? Somebody gave a kiddush. His 14-year-old son, the second time, fahered himself the second time, gan shisha shidr mishnah balpeh. 14 years old. I think it was a maisa. The Psholm told over a maisa. Someone came to the Chofetz Chaim with a shaila. It was a big gvir. He took a chosan, a 14-year-old boy who knew shas. Big ilui. Came before the chosan and they found that he's 15. He's not 14. He said, the mekach toys. They went to the Chofetz Chaim. He says, yeah, 14, you know, shas. I said, ilui, 15? No, 15 is, yeah. We're not talking about 500 years ago. We're talking what the hasogas were 70 years ago, 80 years ago. You have even people today who could have such a song. So where are the 15-year-olds with no shas? So when Psham Shem Pink is told over this mice, he says, there are a lot of 15-year-olds with no shas. Hundreds, thousands. They know shas of Dvarim Betelim, shas of politics, shas of ukos. Because if the head is filled with narishkeit, kenesh derangen kashas. So we become like a dog. We say, yeah, tumot rebetzibah, but we lose the hasogis, the friedig hasogis of lechatchile sheba lechatchile, mefe'enfetzich medem. And obviously, Shav Chalil, who's a bocha here, says, a bocha finished Shisha the Mishnah twice, balpeh at age 14, starts to have Chalil Shadat. We all have Chalil Shadat. A 70-year-old girl's have even here such as that. There can't Shisha the Mishnah balpeh. There can't Shas balpeh. Oh, but them, say, you know, that the Chanukah says, Aron HaKohen was chol shadatoi, that he didn't bring with the Nesim. The Eibushter said, Shalachol Govah Mishalohem, that you'll bring Neiris Chanukah. Chanukah is a time for refuah for Chalisha Sadas. So Abisa Chalisha, a mensch chamtzich, the Rebbein Shalom wants from me what I can always start. Ich kann onheben frisch, mit greisa asogis. But not if I'm going to live cut off. What did Yosef HaTzadik say? Yosef HaTzadik was Yosem, Yifei Toyev, Yifei Mare, Hischil Mesalsel Besaroi. He starts being dragged in, Yoim Yoim, till he's holding the Vayova Yosef Lasas Malachta, Rachmona Litzlan. What happened? Yosef's father gave up on him, right? Vayimoyin Lis Nachem, Achtorev Torev Yosef. His mother, Rachel Imenu, Me'ana Le'inachem Al-Baneo. There's no Yosef. His brother said, Va'achiv Meis. He's gone. There's no connection. Va'ashrait Yosef Atzadi. From the deepest choshech, from the Dor Yosem, he called out, Ich bin nicht ka Yosem. Ani Yosef, ha'oid Avi Chai. He saw Dmus Diukne Shal Aviv. Tais brings Yishalmi, he saw Dmus Diukne Shal Rachel Imenu. Everybody's given up on me. Everybody's vayimoyin lisnachem, me'an oli nochem, and he cries out vayimoyin mitashal shelis. And if you look in the word, there's two trop. There's a psik and there's a shalshelis. Vayimoyin mitash. There's a psik. I'm cut off. I feel like I'm cut off. Ichzeinish the doyres. I don't see a kesher. I don't see those asagas. He says, no, you can all write me off, but I'm not written off. Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai. Where does that strength come from? Because this koiches ne'elomos that we're not aware of, there halachos ne'elomos, there's a yud ne'elom. There's an oyer agonos in every single one of us, far beyond the physical koiches that we think we have. If we're ready to cry out, ani Yosef ha'ed avichai, we say in Hallel, mekimi me'ofer do me'ashpo isyarem evyon lo'yshivi im nedibi. So the Chida asks, what's the yud? Mekimi lo'yshivi. What's that extra yud? So that Yosef, the Dovid HaMelech, owed his whole existence to that yud. Because if it would say amoin umoyov, so then David is also loved b'kol. Because the extra yud, amoini, v'loy amoinis, me'avi. So he said, mekimi me'ofer do me'ashpo isyarem evyon. You took me that yud, that hidden yud, took me out of the ashpois. If you look in the psukim there by Chana, just before where it says Ragle Chasid of Yishmor and Rishoyim Bachoyshech Yidom, which is going, and Yosef and Eish, but it says the same words as an halal, but it says make him may offer do may ashpois yorim evyoin lohoishiv im nedivim nedivei amoy. It says without the yud Ragle Chasid of Yishmor, there's a Kriyan Iksiv. Ragle Chasidov, it says without the yud. Ragle Chasidov, the kri is with the yud. The Gemara says Purim is the last nest. The Gemara, I will yikke Chanukah. The Chanukah lo nitin li kosev. The nest is from such a mokum omuk. You can't even write out the yud, but it's hidden. It's there, and that's what he has to believe. B'chol avav, b'chol nafshoy. This nachal tzasach asach haloches nelomos. When as Mayana Lihinochem Albonel Kiainenu, so the Abish said, Mini Koilech Mi Bechi. So what's Mini? The Yud in Mini is Miramas on the Ois Yud. What's the first three? It's Mem, Nun, Ayin. These are the three halachas in Elomois. Mem is Megadal Yosem Betoich Beisai. Nun is Noich Lelo Odom Shayapalat for the Kivshon Age. And the Ayin is Amoini Veloy Amoinis. The three halachas in Elomois that brought Mashiach. The halachas in Elomois bring Mashiach. The person thinks he's cut off. Against it's the Chanukah left. Was habach mit der Friede gedeiris? That's if you look in the physical world. Like the Yevonim looked at the Teva. Yidu looks in Ra. What's a Rochni is Nika Kind? The Ebesh is Megadol Yosem B'toich Beise. Du Zayins Megadol Rebbeinu Shalayla. The Gemara tells the Maise, Hurdis killed out the entire Beis Chashmonai. There was one daughter left. And she jumped off the roof. She said, whoever says Mi Beis Chashmonai is must be an Eved. So the whole lineage of the Chashmonaim is gone. They're not here anymore. And yet, what do we say? Shalucho kayim lo'olam. Shalucho godol mishalohem. Every Yid lights the Neiris Chanukah, says he becomes like the Kohen Godel, stated in the Svarim HaKadoshim. No, there's no such a thing anymore. In the physical world, says Ador Yosem, is Ogehak legamri. Ayid shreit, ani Yosef ha'oid ovi chai. And I feel if the Friede Gedeiris would look at us, it wouldn't recognize us. Nish the Tata, nish the Mama, nish the Brida. Nobody recognizes a Yosef. That's the Nesoyin of the Dor Achre. That's the Nesoyin of the Dor Yosef. Not to be nispoil from what it appears. Loi bekoyach yigbar ish. There's no koyach anymore left. We're way beyond the koiches. The physical koiches are gone. But the koiches ne'lomos, the haloches ne'lomos, the kesher, we don't want to live tumahutra b'tzibah. We want mahadrim and a mahadrim. the schönste and the beste Yiddishkeit. And I bought the time of Sinai. And the Eibishter gives Shefa of help and Ruchnius and Siyata Deshmaya to a Yid who wants to achieve greatness. And as Manav is Gabris HaChoyshech, the physical is Gabris HaChoyshech, Leila Tevis HaRuchim, a Yid can shine with an Ur. B'ni al teilech b'derech ito, mena raglecho minisivoso. The Eibish is still, we're still b'ni. Mena takadi halochis, mena raglecho v'enish is both from the regilas v'sfiyat acharayin. Put a stop to it. The person gives a chacha, but has to look, where is there a regilas in my life that's gotten out of hand? Where is there something that's been margling me to something that's really, really way, way beneath me? And now is the zman l'siyata d'shmaya for a person to be able to be misgaber. Yeh b'shal n'tzelf n'tak, and the schus from Yosef Atzad, and the schus from the Chashminoim, ha'ideke anecha ha'kdoishim, sh'bizoich etak, to be able to be meyer the oir ha'gonis, at shatich l'regel men ha'shuk, to be toivel b'Hashem en ragloi, b'z metzoich ha'zayin, to oir chodosh al tzi en toiv en iske, chulon ha'meir al oiroi.
Are already gone, there's only one left left. Outside the choyshech is so dark. What's happened to me? How can it be? Why can't I even find a spark? I poured out my heart. I promised I would make a new start. By Ni'ila I trembled in fear before war hit. I watched my desperation turn to celebration as we cried out, Hashem, hu Elohim. Like Malochim on fire for 4 days, we waited till we went into the Sukkah, a holy place. We kindertzia tata gilofit. Herzesen and Gewesen Azoy Ofit. With Dalet Minim we sang and we danced. Mit Azatam Azisen. We basked in the light of the Heilige Ushbizen. From Oilam Hazer we didn't even want to know. But now that seems all so long ago. Ahoy, hoitzomo tzomo lechovo navshi. Tzomo tzomo lechovo navshi. Ikuma koma lechovo. Tate Zisa, please have overwhelmed me. Where is the fire? Where's the Ahava? Where are all the tears I cried on Hoshana Rabba? Why is it so dark? Why can't I see? Ahoy! But the yomim noiroim, they have not yet ended. Until Zois Chanukah, they are extended. And I say, Tata, even if I'm so ashamed, but I know Hanedoi Salolo, Ikoidesh, Kovoy Devesheim, the Lechtelech come from my Nishomer's spark. They come from a place where it's never dark. They come from my neshama, a chelek Elokai miyimal. Ohoi, oyareshe sifoseinu lefonecho yerev. Mishamovet choysomoy mamtinen loy ato erev. Anzois Chanukah, the Chasima is finalized. We have to find the Pach Shemen that's buried inside. The Yeshua is already inside. Bashev to say, he, let there be light. And you'll see how your kinderlich can light up the night. Oy came a coin and hallelujah. Came a coin and hallelujah. I came a coin as he is here. Came a coin as he is here. I saw the little I saw the little I I Es ist so, wie ich weiß.